Hi there, and welcome to this episode of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we're going to talk all about roosters, including what to feed them, some common myths about them, and behaviors that you should accept and those you should not accept. So stay with me. Now, this podcast is sponsored by Manipur Poultry, and I'm happy to partner with them to bring you this podcast, and that's because I love their feed. They have a full array of organic, non-GMO feed for every stage of your chicken's life, and this is huge. New this year is their organic grower crumbles. This is a brand I trust, and that's why I'm happy to tell you about them. Now, you might notice that in every episode of What the Cluck, I discuss how important diet is, and that's because it dictates not just how healthy your hens are, but how healthy their eggs are going to be for you. Now, when it comes to your roosters, if you're not really sure what to feed them, or when you get to the feed store what to buy, then go with Manipur's non-GMO organic crumbles, and you can be sure you're in the right direction to raising a happy, healthy flock, including a rooster. Now, if you go to the Manipro Poultry Facebook page, and I'll put a link in the show notes to that page, you can register to get a Chick Days coupon book, which they will send to you. There's $32 in coupons in this book, and you'll also find coupons for their organic crumbles, as well as their other products, such as hen treats and their mealworms, which I especially love. You can visit Manipro to find out more about their line of organic non-GMO feeds at manipro.com. Now let's get on to talking about roosters. So the first question that you probably are going to have, and one that I get quite frequently actually, is, are roosters actually necessary? And the answer to this question is yes and no. It really depends on what your goal for your flock is. So if your goal is simply to have eggs, and it doesn't matter if they're fertilized or not, you know, if you don't really want to incubate them for chicks or anything, then roosters aren't necessary. You don't need a rooster in order to get eggs. A hen is going to automatically lay eggs whether there's a rooster present or not. So if your goal is to have chickens just for their eggs and reproduction is not a issue with you, then you don't need a rooster. However, if you are a person who wants to have a sustainable flock, if you want to have chicks, if you want to be able to incubate the eggs, then a rooster is going to be necessary, because without a rooster, the hens won't get inseminated and the eggs, the ovum in the eggs, it will never actually be fertilized. So without the rooster, you're never going to be able to have chicks. So whether a rooster is necessary depends, again, on the goal for your flock. Now, if you live in an area where you have a lot of predators, you know, for example, there's dogs or fox or whatever, then having a rooster is advantageous. Even if you only want to keep your hens for the eggs, still having a rooster is advantageous because he can do things like protect your hens, alert you or the hens to potential dangers, that sort of thing. So whether or not you have a rooster, again, is really going to depend on where you live and what your goals for your flock are. Now, the next question I commonly get is, are roosters mean? And, you know, this is not a very difficult question to answer, actually, and you might not like the answer, but it basically just depends on the individual rooster. So just like dogs or, you know, any animal out there, the personality of the rooster dictates how mean it is or isn't. And there's a lot that goes into the development of their personalities, you know, similar to dogs, for example. If you have a dog that lives in an environment where it doesn't feel safe a lot of the time, it feels intimidated a lot of the time, then, you know, just like the dog, a rooster who's in that same situation will develop different personality traits than a rooster that constantly feels like it's in a safe environment. Now, something else that kind of dictates a rooster's personality, actually, is whether there's other roosters around and whether there's a lot of hens around. Now, some roosters come out of the box and they're just perfect. You know, we have some on our farm and they're just the perfect gentlemen. They have never bothered the hens. They protect them, that sort of thing. But then we've had other roosters that have come out of the box and they just have these sucky personalities. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. Obviously, biology goes into it, but their environment does go into it too. You know, if they live in an area with a lot of predators and they feel constantly threatened, or maybe they feel constantly threatened by other people or by other roosters, then that can accentuate the more parts of their personality that are going to protect themselves, if that makes any sense. But again, whether a rooster is mean or not is going to largely depend on the individual rooster. Like I said, we've had some roosters on the farm that are just golden personalities. You know, there's nothing ever that they can never do anything wrong. And then we've had roosters that are just, you know, fakakta crazy, and they, you know, fight with the other roosters and they cause all sorts of problems. So it really just depends. Now, like I said earlier, you know, if there's a lot of roosters around, like, for example, right now on the farm, we have a bunch of heritage meat roosters, and we are way overloaded with roosters, and a lot of them are actually very naughty and that sort of thing. So if there's a lot of roosters around, it can really accentuate that sort of a mean part of their personalities, because they feel threatened and they get territorial, especially if you also have hens, which we do. So most roosters, though, in my experience, given a environment where they're the only rooster, or there's maybe a couple other roosters that they have always gotten along with, most roosters actually aren't mean. The mean roosters we've had have been very few and far between in terms of the overall population that we've had. Most of the roosters that we have are good guys. They're easy to get along with. They take care of the hens and that sort of thing. Now, when you talk about the term mean, you also have to think about it from the perspective of the rooster. For example, there's a lot of people out there who think a rooster is being mean because it's flogging a human. And what flogging is, if you don't know what it is, it's where they come up and they charge at you and they might fly at you a little bit. Now, flogging is one of those traits that kind of gets people nervous. But the thing about flogging is that it's largely a defensive action to protect the hens. So people think that a rooster might be mean if it comes up and tries, you know, charges at them. And it doesn't hurt them, it just charges at them. But from the rooster's perspective, maybe it's protecting the hens. You know, it's largely dependent on the situation. But we've had roosters that do that. We do have roosters that do that. And all they're trying to do is just protect the hens. You know, maybe the hen's laying an egg and they want to make sure that the hen is safe at that time. In that case, the chicken's doing its job. So you really have to take into consideration the overall context of the behavior before you naturally assume that a rooster's mean or not mean, if that makes any sense. So moving on, let's talk about what makes a good rooster. So there are certain personality traits that if you're going to adopt a rooster, or you're going to, you know, go out and buy one for your hens, there's certain personality traits that you should look for, and that maybe you should ask the previous owner if you know, are looking for a rooster to buy a rooster from another person. So a good rooster gets along well with people. He looks out for his hens, meaning that he tries to protect them. He tries to keep them safe from predators. He looks for food for them. That's a big thing, looking for food for them. And just overall, he treats his hens well. For example, some roosters get so aggressive when the hormones kick in that they really do a lot of damage to hens. We've had roosters that, for whatever reason, the hormones just kicked in and they kicked into overdrive. And when mating, they actually dug their claws into the hens and actually ripped the hen's sides open. Again, that's not a usual personality trait that I've seen, but this particular rooster, for whatever reason, he did this. Now, I would categorize this as not a good rooster. And you know, he got along with people fine, he looked for food for them, but he didn't treat the hens well. And that's a particular, you know, personality trait that you really want, because what's the point of having the rooster if he's not treating the hens well, right? That's his job. His job is to protect the hens. So if he's, you know, mating with them so aggressively that he's leaving sores on them, if he's pulling all the feathers off of their heads, that's not a rooster that you really want to keep around, all right? There's better roosters than that out there that can help your flock. Now, another trait of a good rooster is that he sounds the alert when predators come around. And this is a really important trait, obviously, because if an aerial predator, for example, comes around, or if there's a dog in the neighborhood, you want a rooster that's going to do his job, which is to protect the hens. So sounding the alert is part of that. Now, something else that a good rooster should do is he should find food for his hens. And that's part of his job from an evolutionary perspective. Part of his job is to search for the food and then to alert the hens to come to the food. And they do this by a practice called tidbitting. And it's a little hard to describe over, you know, a podcast what exactly tidbitting is. But it's when they make a particular clucking sound, and it's at a certain frequency. And, you know, it's very distinctive. Once you hear it, you understand what's going on. But the purpose of this sound that's called tidbitting, and this behavior called tidbitting, is to alert the hens to the food once the rooster finds it. So again, the purpose of the rooster is to take care of the hens. So once he finds the food, you want him to be calling the hens out for the food. So again, a rooster that looks for food is a good rooster to have around in conjunction with the other traits that we've already talked about. And we've touched on this a little bit, but a good rooster is also one that treats people well. And you know, let's dive into this just a little bit because there are a few things I do have to say about this. Now, a rooster that treats people well in a very general sense is one who gets along well with people. He doesn't attack them. He doesn't go to hurt people, that sort of thing. You know, that's obvious. Now, another thing to take into consideration is whether the rooster is good with children. I've had roosters be perfectly fine with adults, with human adults, but then when a child comes around, it gets all intimidated or it gets mean. Now the thing about this is that children are closer to the size of a rooster, so if a rooster feels intimidated, for example, if a child suddenly moves or if a child comes running at it, that can actually kind of unnerve the rooster a little bit. And because the child is smaller, the rooster is, you know, going to feel a little bit more comfortable going after the child. So it's not just something, you don't just need to think about whether the rooster is good with adults. You also need to take into consideration whether the rooster will be good with children. And if you go to look at a rooster to buy for your hens, you can ask that question for the previous owner. They might know, they might not know, they might not tell you the truth, they might tell you the truth, you know how these things go. But it is a question you could ask, and it's something that you should take into consideration. Now, the thing about treating people well and the thing about flogging, and we've talked about flogging a little bit, but when it comes to flogging, I have different levels of flogging I'm willing to accept. Obviously, if the rooster is coming at people and it's hurting people, it's biting you, it's clawing you, it's drawing blood, that's obviously not acceptable behavior, okay? But if it is coming at you, it's just running at you, it's just trying to intimidate you, that's actually behavior I'm willing to accept. I personally don't have a problem with that. And again, everyone's going to be a little bit different on this, in terms of what they're willing to accept and what they're not willing to accept. As far as I'm concerned, if a rooster decides to, rush at me and, his feathers are out and he's, trying to intimidate me, I don't have a problem with that. It just doesn't bother me. I'm a horse person. I'm used to dealing with, 2,000-pound animals trying to buck me off. So an itty-bitty rooster, flapping his feathers at me is not going to actually intimidate me. But again, you might be the kind of person that's just not acceptable, and that's fine. But just remember that with flogging, just because they come at you doesn't necessarily mean that it's, strike three, they're out. It could just be, one of those things that you just accept. But again, if they're drawing blood, if they're, really doing a number on you, or if they attack your child and they draw blood out of your child, then obviously that rooster's going to have to go. It's just not acceptable behavior. And even if you're keeping the rooster to have fertile eggs to incubate, you don't want to breed that anyways. If the rooster is naughty, if he is attacking people, you don't want to breed that because his offspring might do the exact same thing. And then where are you at, So these are just a few things when it comes to flogging just to take into consideration. But I really want to encourage you that if you do have a rooster that does, flap his wings at you and, maybe he jumps at you a little bit, I do want to encourage you to look a little bit beyond that behavior because, again, if he's not actually doing any harm, it's not really that big of a deal. Either he's doing his job or he's intimidated by something else. And we do have a jerk rooster on the property that does this. He will fly up at me, but he never does it with the intent to harm anybody. So, like I said, it's a behavior I'm willing to accept. And again, like I said, if your rooster does do this, but he's not actually hurting anybody, I do want to encourage you to consider whether that is a behavior that you're willing to accept or not. Now, one behavior that you should not accept is if your rooster is fighting with other roosters all the time. And we had one rooster on the property that did this. He fought all the time with every single rooster he could get his hands on. And, it was to the point where he wasn't eating. He was distracting the other roosters from eating. And it was just ridiculous. It was bananas. And we ended up getting rid of the rooster because it was completely turning our flock dynamic upside down. So, if you have a rooster, he's fighting with every other rooster all the time. He's causing damage. And it's, turning your flock into a nut house. this is a behavior that you just shouldn't accept, and you should get rid of the rooster. That is my opinion, you know? So that's something else to take into consideration, is whether or not the rooster you're going to bring into your flock will actually get along with other roosters. And, you know, you can have more than one rooster. We actually have several roosters in our main coop, and they all live together and they all get along well. So it's not really necessary to only have one rooster. You can have more than one, but you just got to make sure that everyone gets along. Now, one question that you might have is, how many hens should you have per rooster? And the classic answer to this is you should have 10 hens for every rooster. And that's a good number. It's enough that they, you know, have a flock to keep, you know, to keep them busy, but it's not so many that they have a hard time servicing them, that they have a hard time keeping an eye on them, that they have a hard time searching for food for them. So that's really sort of the rule of thumb. Now, if you have 3 hens and you get 1 rooster, that's fine. If you have 11 hens with 1 rooster, that's fine too. But, you know, 1 rooster for every 10 hens is about the ballpark figure. Now, while, you know, you can have more than one rooster, there is something to bear in mind, which is there are consequences to having too many roosters. And I, you know, touched on this a little bit earlier, but that's something that we're dealing with right now, where we have all these meat roosters, and we just don't have enough hens for all of these roosters, and they're fighting over the hens. We actually lost a very nice pullet the other day to all these roosters that are competing to, you know, be top dog. You know, fortunately, she got into the meat rooster coop, which she wasn't supposed to. I'm not sure exactly how she got in there, but she got into this coop, and they just picked her apart, and you know, I've never seen anything like it. And I found her still alive. I tried to help her. I did the best I could, and unfortunately, she just didn't make it. So there are very real consequences to having too many roosters. So if you don't need a whole lot of roosters, you know, I encourage you to not have too many. I encourage you really to go for the one rooster for every 10 hens. The only reason why we have so many roosters at this point is because I got a really good deal on some male meat roosters for us. So that's the only reason why we have so many, but it's really turning my flock upside down, and they're going to have to go soon, because for the overall health of my flock, it's really necessary. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people don't think about, that, you know, it sounds good having a lot of chickens, it sounds good having a lot of meat roosters, but you really got to take into consideration, you know, making sure that they have their own housing, and to really, honestly, if you're going to raise them for meat, do the deed when it's time, because the consequences of not doing it are that you are going to have hens that are bothered constantly, they're going to be losing feathers, they're going to be getting picked apart by roosters who are trying to compete for top dog. So just something to bear in mind. Now, when it comes to feeding your roosters, you can actually feed them the same thing that you feed your layers. They do have some slightly different nutritional requirements, in the sense that they don't require as much calcium as layers do. But if you have laying hens and you keep the roosters with them, there's not a whole lot you can do to stop them from eating the layer feed. It's just kind of how it's going to be. So, you know, you can feed them the layer feed, or if you prefer to use an all-flock feed, you can feed them that as well. But you can basically feed them the exact same way that you would feed your layers. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, the final question I'll address about roosters is, what is a capon? And you may have heard this term, you may not have heard this term. A capon is a rooster that's had its testicles removed, so it's neutered. And this is something that people do by going in surgically. They do it without anesthetic, usually. And the testicles are located near the spine. So what people do is they make an incision near the spine, and then they go and they pull out the testicles. I really don't recommend this. People do it because it's supposed to make the meat juicier and more tender. It doesn't get as stringy. It doesn't have as many hormones. So if you have a lot of meat roosters, sometimes people do it. They do it especially in Europe in order to reduce the hormones so that they don't fight. But for the average person, for the backyard chicken owner, I really don't recommend this. It is surgery, done a lot of the times without anesthesia. A lot of times it's done in less than sterile surroundings. You know, people are doing this in their backyard. And, you know, I was even in a group the other day on Facebook, and, somebody who does capons, she said, well, you know, yeah, you can do it yourself, and you can learn to do it yourself. You might lose 50% of your roosters learning how to do it, but yeah, you can do it yourself. And I said to myself, well, you know what? Like, these are animals. These are, you know, live beings. They do have the right to be raised humanely, and they do have the right to a humane death. I don't consider surgery without anesthesia, and the, you know, if the rooster dies, I don't consider that particularly humane death. I don't think it's humane at all. So I really don't recommend, you know, trying to neuter your roosters yourself. If you have a rooster who's being naughty, or you want to have more than one rooster and you're not sure what's going to happen, you can take it to a veterinary professional and that's used to doing these sort of surgeries, and you can have them do it. But as far as doing it yourself in your backyard, I really just actually don't recommend it. So that's just my piece I have to say about caponizing roosters. So that's this week's podcast about roosters. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope it gives you a little bit of insight into roosters and maybe whether or not they're for you, and or whether or not, you know, you want to add them to your flock. Now at this time, I do want to invite you to grab a free copy of my book, The Better Egg. And if you are raising hens so that they lay healthy eggs, and you're not really sure what to feed them, or if you are raising hens as pets and you just want to make their lives a little bit happier, you can find out about the one thing that you can feed your hens today to make them healthier. Now to grab that free ebook, all you got to do is go to thefrugalchicken.com/thebetteregg, and from there you enter your email and you can get the free book. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of What the Cluck About Roosters, and I'll see you next time.